Good evening, American Fork High School. This is Alan Cowan from Springfield, Oregon, here judging percussion at the BYU Show 2014. Welcome to the show. It's been a beautiful day of marching band, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what you have to offer. I haven't seen your band in a few years, so I'm excited to see what you've got going on. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you the best of luck in the performance tonight, and we'll get back to you when you're ready to begin. All right, American Fork, we got the green light. Have a great show. Really looking forward to this. This is all your pre-show. I'm not sure the announcer maybe was premature. Tasty pit. Nice job with the time transfer. Yeah, mallets. All right, snares. Appreciate the simultaneous responsibilities in the mallets, playing the dead strokes on the left hand and the open strokes in the right hand. Watch your intervals, snares and quads. Yeah, this is tasty. Real nice. Nice front to back stuff too here. A Oh, boy. Not so much with the winds, though. Yeah, not completely locked in on Chalk Doogie Doo there at the end, front to back. I really dig the projection in the pit, that I can hear all the parts. Everybody's playing with nice technique. Watch your front to back stuff here, guys. Way back there. Nice snares. Come on, mallets. We can be more together. Yeah. I felt like the snare drum tuning was pretty muffled this whole time, and I finally got to listen to them by themselves, and it's pretty boxy. Oh, boy. Hang on to it, guys. Base. Pitt, you sound great most of the time, man. Couple runs have been suspect, but you're doing a great job. Yeah, it was tasty. Thank you. Okay, bring it home. Oh, Brack. Last note. Ah. Hey, nice job, you guys. I would take a look at the snare drum tuning a little bit. I mean, it's definitely not creating balance problems, and it's hiding out there a lot, except for the real exposed parts. But when it is a full tuning moment, it sounds a little boxy. And then for sure, when they played their feature, it was like, whoa, that's pretty boxy. Take a look at that. Maybe crispy that up just a little bit to get a little more articulation out of that. Pitt, I heard all of your sounds. Thank you so much for that. Your technique is great. Your approach is really nice to watch. That one run in, I can't remember which tune it was, but I commented on it. It was like, whoa, that was not up to the same standard that the rest of the show was. So you've got some blow-ups that happen here and there that I'm sure you know where they are. I shouldn't do a tick tape, but I really dug what you're doing, and I really dug your approach. Visually, if I can comment about drum visualness, interval control has got to be more spot on in the snares, quads, and basses. I would take a look at that and really spend some time on that. All my comments were helpful. I really dug it. Best of luck in the future.